All right, Limits, let's go out to OTAs over on the south side. We find the Batconian mongoose, Brian Batco. I'm assuming because he's live on location, that's why he's not on our YouTube site, yes?
We had a little technical difficulties with the site. We tried to get it working, but we did the next best thing we can, and Brian is on the phone today.
All you had to do was say yes, but thank you for that additional information.
You're
Hello,
welcome.
Brian. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
We're doing well here. We have lots of questions. No Aaron Rodgers sighting, I'm assuming?
I'm not allowed to say, you know, any observations about practice. That's the normal Steelers policy, but I think we need to be even more careful considering I'm actually at the facility right now. So it's kind of like that Schrodinger's cat. He could be there. He could not be there. It's a thought experiment.
I thought you were only not allowed to report on what you see, not what you don't see.
We'll have to run that one up the chain to Steelers media relations and see what they think of that interpretation.
All right. Well, I'm going to assume he's not there. So these are the questions. All eyes on Mason Rudolph, as Ray Fittipaldo wrote today. You guys going to talk to Mason today? I'm assuming he'll get the reps. And here's the thing. Poor Mason. Every time he comes here, something goes horribly wrong with very minimal exceptions. And now it's that the people's choice is going to be Will Howard. If it were to come down to those two, he is now going to experience the phenomenon that's true across football. The backup quarterback's the most popular guy in town, right?
Yeah, the funny thing about Mason is he's been on both sides of it. I remember him saying that at the tail end of that 2023 season when he took over for Kenny. And I remember him. And I guess, first he took over for Mitch Trubisky, really. And people were chanting for Mason to replace him. So I do remember him talking in a scrum in the locker room one of those days about how he's been on the other side of that. People wanted Duck Hodges to replace him, and that's just the nature of the business. But it is fascinating in some respects that Mason's back here. And to your point, Joe, I think we probably will talk to him after practice. I imagine he'll draw some reporter attention. That's another offshoot of this whole Aaron Rodgers thing to me, though, too, is it kind of starts becoming a true distraction today because people like me and people like Ray, we're going to be asking players and our colleagues about Aaron Rodgers as well. So now it's seeping into their actual football activities.
Tell us what you've seen, the little you've seen of Will Howard and how big of a story he is going into these OTAs.
Well, I think he's a big story more because of his profile going into the draft, winning the national championship at Ohio State. He did a good job, I think, for himself and his, you know, team around him by getting his face out there a lot. The Hey Rookie Show, the John Gruden quarterback camp. So he's had a lot of opportunities for his personality to pick up some steam, and he is a very likable guy. So I think there's a real air about him that way. And I do think the Steelers like him, Joe, in the sense of, if nothing else, he'll be a very reliable backup quarterback, you know, for 4 years for them on a rookie deal, maybe longer, and maybe 10 years in the NFL because of he's been through a lot of ups and downs. He's got a certain floor athletically. And, you know, if he reaches his ceiling, then maybe we are talking about a sixth-round pick success story.
Do you personally expect Aaron Rodgers today?
No.
Do you expect T.J. Watt today?
I mean, again, I don't think I should – I don't know if I'm allowed to answer these questions since I'm here, you know? I feel like it could be
– I mean, I'm just asking you for your personal opinion. Do you expect to see T.J. Watt today?
All right, let's pretend it's 9:50 and I'm driving down here and this is, you know, interviews taking place at a different time. Probably not. I don't think he was here at the beginning of OTAs last year.
Okay, that's fair. And I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm just asking, that's more from a reporting standpoint, like outside of you being there, would you expect him to be there?
Yes.
And if he's not, is that big deal, small deal, no deal? For both those guys, for Rodgers and Watt, is it a big deal, a small deal, or no deal at all? Should they not be there?
I would say small deal for someone like TJ. I would say bigger deal for somebody like a quarterback who you always want them to be there to develop that rapport with teammates who are going to be trying to operate with them on looks sometimes, hand signals sometimes. Plus, when it's somebody completely new coming in from the outside, I think it's even more significant to have as many practices under your belt as you possibly can. For TJ, you know, he's been around a lot. I mean, he's been here, done that. He has the respect of this team. They all know him. They all like him and admire him. So, you know, I think it's one thing if he's not here. I think it is more of a distraction or more of a storyline, to put it that way, if your potential quarterback, starting quarterback, is not here.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation.
I appreciate it, Joe. All right, Brian, the most pressing thing at OTAs for you is what? Now, I know obviously there's some things that you can't talk about, but what are you most keeping an eye on in the early portion of now the start of the season?
Well, you know, that it's hard to say at OTAs because, I mean, it is football in shorts. Like, for example, limits, I think the offensive line play and specifically the development of the tackles, Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, is going to go a long way towards shaping what the Steelers can do this season on that side of the ball. But how much are you really going to learn about that in the spring? I would say not a lot. And even in training camp, when they're practicing against one another, ratchets up a little bit. But, you know, so much of that not really going to be determined until you see it in the preseason against different colored jerseys. We know Troy Faltanu struggled out of the gate with that a little bit last year as a rookie. So, you know, that's one way to answer it. But, I mean, I think the receiver group, too, kind of looms over this, especially with George Pickens gone. And not a whole lot of guys so far have, you know, had opportunities to be that number two. And you've got players like Robert Woods, Roman Wilson, and Calvin Austin vying for those snaps.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The text line, you can communicate with limits on that, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Russell Wilson and Fields were obviously here for OTAs last year, at least as far as I remember, Brian. Is that accurate? And was Ben usually here for most of his career? Do you have a memory of that or no?
Well, I came in 2019 on the beat, so that was sort of the tail end of his career. Plus, more to the point, you know, that was post-AB, post-Le'Veon. I think maybe when those offenses were in a groove, he wasn't always here, but I think he did. He was sort of intentional about being at OTAs once they started breaking in these newer, younger players.
All right, let's get back to the receivers then. Roman Wilson is a subject of interest for sure, and I'm not sure it's entirely fair what he's been saddled with here. I think the Q&A that Bob Labriola does for the Steelers is very good, but I also think there was an item in there where he said that Wilson wasn't, basically said he didn't pick up the offense. Is that a fact? Have you heard that? Is that what was keeping him off the field last year? And is that a concern going into this year? Like, wait a second, is this guy going to be good picking up the offense here?
I certainly don't think you can call that a fact. You know, there's always going to be levels of subjectivity to things like that. But I would say it was probably a combination, Joe, of, yes, natural rookie learning curve for anybody. It's difficult for wide receivers to hit the ground running unless they're your Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, Marvin Harrison Jr., first-round picks of the world for the most part. Now, you have some guys get in where they fit in with a pass-happy offense, but for him as a third rounder, you know, I think that was always going to be difficult for him. But the injury, too, was a major, major aspect of why he did struggle to get on that moving train. Now, the way I've always said it and looked at it is I think if he were really sharp with the playbook and felt really comfortable and all of that mentally and physically, yeah, I mean, you don't lose anything by putting him on the shelf. It's not like super two baseball arbitration or a collegiate redshirt year. His contract is going to still toll for a year. But I just think that combination of stuff, those ingredients just led to kind of a lost year for him, but it won't be a lost year if he can bounce back and, you know, be a contributing member of this offense in year two and be better for that experience.
We're in a similar spot as last year, I feel like, Brian, maybe a little bit better in the wide receiver room, but who's the wide receiver two? Like, is Robert Woods still good enough? What is Robert Woods now to be even a number three in this offense?
I don't know. I actually think, like, in a vacuum, you just simply look at the second player going through the line after DK Metcalf. I need to see more to convince myself that any of these guys are just better pure players than Van Jefferson, who I know was not exactly lighting it up last year, and he was probably miscast as a number two wide receiver in the NFL in 2024. We'll see what he does down in Tennessee with the Titans, but I think he's probably got a little bit more juice than Robert Woods at this stage of the game. Can Calvin Austin sort of round out what he's able to do and overcome the size discrepancy that he always faces? I don't know. Roman Wilson, can he be an outside receiver in the NFL? These are all questions that that group has to answer, and why Omar Khan did essentially create that void again by trading George Pickens, although they're certainly better at the top with DK in there for George. It's just that this pipe dream of having those two guys lining up on the outside is, you know, we're never going to get to see it. It's like the Paul Skeens, Jared Jones dynamic duo, two missed connections so far in Pittsburgh sports.
It seems like they have like seven guys in the tight end room with Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward, and more. I don't think your Cole Pruitt, my Cole Pruitt, everyone's Cole Pruitt is going to be back this year, right?
No, I don't think so. So they're looking for another, yeah, fourth tight end. But I mean, I still think those guys will be involved. And hey, I guess if they aren't, Pruitt can always circle back in training camp or something if they don't like what they see there, or if, you know, God forbid there's an injury.
Sorry, Brian. Are we forgetting anything here? Any big story? I feel like something's been left off the docket. What else are you looking at today?
Oh, I think I know what it is. Yes. T.J. Watt. Is he?
No, we already did that.
No, I was on the phone.
I mean, the rookies are here, of course, but, you know, we got to see those guys at rookie minicamp. The running back situation with Caleb Johnson trying to carve out a niche there. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, I guess Cole Holcomb, if he can get healthy, and how does he look? Does he add anything to the inside linebacker room? Everybody's kind of a story on day one of OTAs because we haven't seen him in a while.
Brian, we appreciate the time. What a man you've become. Whatever you can report, if there's a big story, please tell us.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Austin, thanks for calling that Shaler Volleyball Championship win.
Thank you, Brian. You got it. I was glad to, except the coach then called out intern Dom afterwards. Did you hear about that?
I'm glad he didn't call out me.
Maybe you need to tweet about the volleyball team winning a third Whitfield championship.
I think I do need to tweet about Shaler Sports more.
Were you there, Brian?
I was not there, but I saw that they won, and I think I caught wind of. But you're not calling their baseball championship tonight, are you? Yes, Shaler's in the championship in yet another sport.
How about that? No, I am not calling their championship. Just the 4 o'clock game.
Can you switch? Can you pull rank?
I wish I could, but no, that is not ultimately my say. It probably would have been my say last year, but it's not this year.
Thank you, Brian.
Intern Dom going to call it?
No, intern Dom, no.
My God, can we end this, please?
I should develop a better rapport with intern Dom. That's my new season resolution.
He's a wonderful man. He's going back to Syracuse for his 13th year of college. Did you hear about this?
Hey, he's taking the COVID year and his fifth year of eligibility.
As we like to say, he's been in college longer than Carl Krauser. This kid looks like
he's torn ACL. He got a medical red shirt as well 1 year. But we're both Shaler Titans, so I really should I should form a better bond with Dom.
You should. He's a good guy. Thank you, Brian.
All right. See you, fellas.
Thanks, Brian.
That went on a little longer than I intended, Limits. Why is intern Dom going back to college? Like I told him yesterday, first of all, it feels like I've known the dude for 7 years, and when I first met him, he was at Syracuse. Secondly, the whole idea behind being in college is to get a job,
right?
Well, partying and a job. He's done 3 years of partying, and now he's part-time already at the station.
Yeah, after being an intern.
So what's the point?
Don't you think he needs to finish his degree?
No,
I think
don't
so.
Actually, I think he should focus on moving up in the ranks here.
He still can do that, but I would enjoy your final year of college. You know?
Well, when's that going to be for
this? Those 4 years are some of the best of your life. Don't just completely rush it.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Robert Morris for my first 2 years, and I went to Waynesburg for my final two.
Did you live on campus at Waynesburg?
I did. I lived on campus at both schools.
Good parties?
At Waynesburg?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
No. Nothing really happened at Waynesburg a lot of the time.
Wait, so nobody has a party? You can have a party.
Well, I mean, there were some. Did Donnie- a lot of the times I came back and hung out with a lot of my friends here that went to like Pitt or went to a lot of the Point Park, a lot of the local schools there.
Did Donnie ever have a party there?
I was not in college at the same time as Donnie.
How about Jack Kilgrove?
Donnie's like 6 years older than me.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't realize it was that big of a gap.
Did Jack Kilgrove ever have a party?
I was not there the same time as Jack. When I transferred in, Jack was graduating.
Mm. Thank you, Limits.
You're welcome.
Coming up, it's time for the Limitless Express. A lot of stories brewing in the NFL right now as OTAs open across the league. We're going to have Sean Gentile joining us for hockey. At noon, we have Michael McHenry. I want to hear more about Ashcraft yesterday. And you always have to be careful with that name when you say it on the air, don't you?
Yes, don't say it too fast. Don't say it too slow.
Exactly.
Enunciate, but not too badly.
Right. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider over 50 years. Do you want to be the next Malzi? Well, yes, everybody would answer no to that, but I'm talking specifically about the radio. Do you yell at the radio while listening to us because you think you can do better? Well, we have an opportunity for you to try to prove it. Come on out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department Thursday, June 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. and take part in our next Up on the Fan talent search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try and find the next top host in Pittsburgh. We'll pick two winners from each location we go to. And one final winner will be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. This is how Malzi came aboard all those years ago. For more information, at least something similar. I don't want to misrepresent it, but Malzi was a contest winner.
Yeah, he did. He won a contest to be on the Fan, and he was doing overnight shows for a while before he eventually made his way up to be the superstar he is now.
Now, you just took a shot at him, I think.
How did I take a shot at him?
It was sarcastic because he took a shot at you. Let's hear the shot he took at you and put this in context. This was him with Pony the other day talking about what a contest would be like if guys already on the Fan were involved.
If all of our current Fan hosts were doing this and actually jockeying for a job, do you know who I think the finals would come down to, Donnie? Be the guy across from me versus Crowley, believe it or not.
I think it would be Austin Bechtold versus intern Dom.
Now, that's definitely some sarcasm from Pony.
I had somebody say to me today,
that's so.
Intern Dom or Austin Bechtold, one of them will be the next Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who's going to win the race to get there.
Did this person sign it to you because they're deaf?
That is incredible. Oh,
what that was mean. I like both of them.
What a line by Malzi. Now, he took shots at everybody at the station there, and so did Pony. Pony was absolutely being sarcastic, yeah. So he ripped you, and then Malzi didn't mention me. He didn't mention Doran.
Well, hey,
he just mentioned Crowley and Pony.
I'm an everyday topic on the PM team. I'm glad that I could be a constant source of content for them every single day. I actually think
he was taking a shot at you.
Yeah, they were.
You're right.
But I like those guys, and those guys like me.
Wonderful, man.
So we're all friends, just jabbing at each other. No, I wasn't trying to take a shot at Malzi there, saying that he's a star.
When you say he became the superstar of our station.
He's been at the station for 15 years. If I could have that type of career, I'd love it.
All right. Well, you've already been here for 3.
Yeah.
Intern Dom has been here for 8, but he's going back to college.
He's got his ninth year.
Back.
He's like that. Who's that guy from Auburn that was 25 years old? Baker Mazzara.
Yeah, the tight end.
He still has another year of eligibility.
So does Dom. He'll be going to college in the year 2040.
The tight end had 9 years, the guy that played in Miami. Medical red shirt, this. What do you think that guy? He's got to be like...
Wait, what's that guy's
name? President at some point. I can't remember. But
his name and we'll play off it with Dom.
He
may have a new nickname in the offing here, Old Dom.
He has to be a doctorate of like 2 different things at this point.
And I do mean Old Dom. This guy, he stunned me yesterday when I said, so what do you got going? You know, he's like, I got to go back to school, you know, in the fall. Like, what?
You are downplaying the fact that he took a huge shot at Bob. How has that not been brought up?
Oh, my God. Do you have the tape of that?
I don't.
Why don't we find the tape of that? I don't want to tease to it I don't want to bring it up until we have the sound. Let's
you thought that
way.
Me saying that Bob's take was ridiculous? Intern Don took it to a new level.
This was near the end of the show. We'll put you on this assignment. And we were talking about Shohei Ohtani. Is he the greatest athlete whoever lived. Is he the greatest baseball player? Is he the greatest athlete? And intern Dom said, what about Tiger Woods? And I said, well, there are some people who even think that he's not the greatest golfer of all time. They think Jack Nicklaus is because he has more majors. They just think Jack Nicklaus is. Do you know what he said to that, Limits?
What did he say to that?
I'll tell you next. And then you're going to play the clip on Bob because Bob came racing in the studio, highly offended. We'll do that next. Also, the Limitless Express. And then Sean Gentile on everything going on in hockey. And one thing we've forgotten about, the Penguins don't have a coach, which seems like a minor issue to solve or resolve.